Christopher, are you ready? All right, let's go for it. Here comes Christopher. So I've given everybody a tall challenge today. We've got three testimonies, and for each testimony, they have 7 minutes. So that's the hard part. So Christopher, it'll be 12:12 in a second. So oh, you've got your clock. So 12:19. All right.
Are you guys recording?
Great. So I'm a preacher's son, and I'm a storyteller. So editing down to 7 minutes is not easy for me. So basically, in 1988. I was working at a hospital, and I was driving the hospital pickup truck, and I was running some errands, and it has one of those strong steel Tommy lifts, you know what those are, across the back. So I'm sitting at a traffic light, and I kind of experienced it. I processed it in my brain backwards. First, I realized I'm now on the other side of the intersection, and then I felt my head hit the back of the window, and then I heard the boom. So it's like somehow or another in my brain, I processed it backwards. But a lady had plowed into the back of my truck. So because of the Tommy lift, it didn't really mess up the truck that bad. I felt fine. So kind of walked away and just, you know, let's let this go. About 6 months later, I started waking up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't feel my arms. I started having neck pain and lower back pain. And it got progressively worse through the years, so that every 3 months or so, it would flare up, and I would get such debilitating back pain that I couldn't stand up. I couldn't get out of bed sometimes. I'd literally roll over, roll to the floor, and then use my arms to push myself up. And this went on all my life. It was how I lived, so it wasn't something that I could, I couldn't adjust, you know, I couldn't heal it. I couldn't do anything. I just have to live through it, and then it would be fine again. I'd have another 2 or 3 months where I'm fine, and then now it's back. And it just, you know, I accepted my lot in life. Well, about that time, I started coming to this church. 2011, we were having a kind of a focus on praying for people's back pain, right? And because my pain would sometimes be there and sometimes would be gone, I never really felt like I qualified when they would ask, you know, does everyone want to stand? If you have back pain, we'll pray for you. Well, my back pain's not really at the 6 or the 5 or whatever. I'm at about a 1 or 2, which is kind of constant. But I didn't feel like that qualified. So we went to the men's meeting down in Hocking Hills. And we're on our way back. And I've got Kenton in the car with me and Lenny Miller sitting in the back seat. And we're kind of talking about, you know, prayer and the power of prayer. And we're talking about people getting healed, and I said to these guys, well, I always have back pain, but I never have it when it's time to pray, so I don't, you know, there's not, so. And Kenton says, well, don't let that stop you from claiming the promise or from getting that healing. And Lenny said, well, why don't we just pray for you right now? So I, at that moment, I had a little bit of back pain, which is normal, but it's, you know, 1 or 2, and okay, let's do this. And like I said, I grew up, my dad was a preacher, so I know about people laying on hands and praying for healing, but expecting it is a completely different thing. When it's just part of the fabric of your life, it's not really, you know, it's not a gift, it's just part of your culture. The second they touched me and started praying, I instantly stopped hurting. So I'm thinking, now wait a minute, this is, you know, that was cool, but it's not unusual for it to come and go. So literally while they're praying for me, I'm shifting in my seat to see if I can make the pain come back. It was like I'm seriously moving while they're praying for me, thinking it'll come back in just a second. It didn't come back. That was in 2011. I'd had it since 1988. It's not come back. Now, I do want to tell you that a couple of months ago, literally at the end of 2015, just, you know, the normal course of life, I started feeling some pain coming up, and it was in my lower back. And I said, this can't be, because God healed me. And so I literally got angry, and I said, the devil is not going to steal my testimony. I'm not giving up that victory. God healed me, and I'm not letting that go. So even the summary for my summary, and I'm coming in under. My summary is that if God promises you something and you claim that promise, don't give it up, even if it looks like you're not going to have it anymore, because he gave it to you. And anything else is a trick of the devil. So I'm claiming my healing. I'm thanking God for my healing. And I use that in other areas of my life where I say, you know what? God did this. I know God did this. God will do something.